The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Yasilovsky, Dayan, Beis Havad, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Needed afternoon vov. The Mishnah said, "Asheret shenim tzevimovi is metamel mafreya at sheyibi bedakti es hamovi azev loy hoya boisheres oya chaz kibud." If somebody found the sheretz in the movi, it causes tumah lemafreya all the way back to the time of when you know for sure there was no tumah idea bediku oya chaz kibud or the time it was cleaned out. Clear the Gemara question: Iboyelu achaz kibud. What does it help me to go back to the time when you cleaned the movi? Do we say achas kibud cheskosei boduk? Do you assume that because it was cleaned out at the time the people cleaned it, they also checked it? Oidilmo cheskosei miskabed, we assume that when the time it was cleaned, it got cleaned out, and anything that was in the movi, if there was a sheretz in the movi before the time it was cleaned, it would have been swept out with the cleaning. What's the nafkamin of the question? The Gemara says, the omar kobid v'lebodik, if somebody says, I just swept it, but I didn't check. Do you say cheskosei boduk? If you say cheskosei boduk, well, this person was lehed not boduk. Or yamit cheskosei miskabet or miskabet. If you say that kibud would help to clean it out, then this would also be it. Inami, another nafkamin of the Gemara says, tishtakach beguma. You found it inside a hole. Iyamit cheskosei boduk. If you say that cheskosei boduk, that a person checks, so then this thing that was found in the hole, if it was checked, it would have been found also in the bediku. Because man de bodak, if somebody who checks beguma nami bodak, he also checks inside holes. I amrit cheskosei miskabet. But if however you say cheskosei miskabet, the whole chazok of the mishnah is only that. Is even that it would be cleaned out guma le miskabdo. But a guma inside a hole, it does not get cleaned out. And afkamin of this gemara is in the aloche of how we do bedikas chometz. What happens every year? We clean for Pesach. Everybody cleans very well, makes sure everything is cleaned very nicely. Even Pesach cleaned. But does that give us the right to assume that it's considered boduk? Was it specifically checked? Was it looked into in the Chayre Mustokim to see that there should be nothing, even in the Guma? We see that there's an Afkimin, the Gemara says, Man debodak beguma nami bodak, somebody who looks in the Guma. Not necessarily things that are found inside a Guma will be found, i.e. the fact that it was clean. So the Emes says there's a Mordechai in Psochim that takes out two halachas from our Gemara. Well, the Gemara later says, "Mepneima amu sheretz shememovi mitamel umefreya shemi bedakti esamovi azevel loyoy besheretz eyachatz kibud mepnei shebnois yisrael boidkeis mavoy seim b'shas kibudeim." The reason why we said that the tumah shegol umefreya chas kibud is because the bnois yisrael check. Bishas the kibud. In other words, we want the Bnei Yisrael to go and check, and make a bedik, a bishas kibud. So really, that's the time, the proper time for bedik is bishas kibud. So therefore, he says that you see from the Gemara later that v'tzorach lechaber es habayis koydim bedik. You have to first, before you do the bedik, you have to be mechaber. You have to sweep the house, and then he says another halacha ube kibud uchud. If you just did kibud, you just swept. Lo yisagi, that's not enough. The dilma meshtakach begumo. Kedi isa hosta meshtakach begumo. It's not enough to be mechabed, because the reason for the bedika is perhaps you'll find something even after you were mechabed inside a guma. And based on this, the Truma Sadeshin writes about a question: those people who are noyig just to, they clean the house very well and then they look, they put out a few pieces and they looked to find the pieces of chametz, and after they found the pieces of chametz, they did the bedika. You have to actually look through in a real way of bedika. So he brings that, really, the Mordechai earlier says another reason why you have to check on Yudalit, even if somebody checked earlier, you have to check again on the evening of Yudalit, L'Oir HaNer, even if you began with Kibdu V'Titu as Abayis, the Mordechai says, Afilu Ochi Tzorach Lachs of Elivdik, you have to go again to be Boidik, why Shalei L'Chalik B'Medika L'Bedika? That all the Yidin have to be doing it on Lel Yudalit, so therefore, Zokta Mordechai, you have to be doing it on Yudalit, even if Kibdu V'Titu. So it's mashma from the Mordechai that the whole idea, the whole concept of the Bedika on Lel Yudalit, after you cleaned up well, is just Shalei L'Chalik B'Medika L'Bedika. But Zokta Truma Sadeshah, there's the next piece of Mordechai. The next piece of Mordechai brings from our Gemara, the Ishtakach Begumo. So you see clearly from our Gemara that the idea of Bedika is to check thoroughly that you know for sure there's no chametz even inside a Gumo, even inside the hole. So for that, you're not Yoitze if you just to the fact that you were Metateh before. Lemaisa, one could have argued on this that there's two Mordechais, there's Taka, two different levels of cleaning. There's one level of cleaning, which is a level of kibud, which is our Gemara. You swept to make sure that you could see everything, but you didn't necessarily get to the gumois, and the gumois you only get to with ayidei of bedika. But if somebody was metatea in such a strong way that he turned over the whole house, and it's really basically searched through, and we know for sure there's no chametz there, one would have been able to argue maybe that would already be considered a sort of a bedik, which the only reason why you would still need to be boidik is shalachalik v'medik l'bedik. L'mayis of the Shara Tshuva brings from the Chidushi Shara Tshuva's Ma'arish, which is brought down in the back of the Besachas Pesachim, that because when they clean up, so the people are makel to only look derech havar without looking deep in the chayin stockim, because they really clean well for Pesach, so therefore it's enough. Lemaisa, a lot of the achroidim argue very strongly on this shayin tshuva, because based on this tshuva sadeshin, the tshuva sadeshin really sounds like that he has a raya from a Mordechai, from a Gemara, that you have to look in a Gumo. And the Maisa, the Mishnah Brewer, brings down the Truma Sadesh and Kitzurasa also, that there's two halachas here. He says, Ava Pikin, Tzorach Livlik, even though somebody was Mechabit, he has to check, Zok the Mishnah Brewer, Shah Kibud, Eina Bedika Gemura, Shem Nishtair, Chometz Be'ezah Gumo. Then he says another thing, Vafilu Bodak, even if what you did was a Bedika, La'oich HaNer, B'choyr, R'bastokin, Gamkin Tzorach Lachs of Livdik, Belayla Kechol Yisrael, Shaloy L'chalek Be'Bedika, L'Bedika, there's another halacha of Shaloy L'chalek Be'Bedika, L'Bedika, perhaps mitzat that, it would be able to be a less of a Bedika, but if as long as the first time was not really a Bedika, it sounds like the concept of our Gemara is still there, as long as you don't know for sure that you went through all the chayrin of the stokim and you went deep inside to as a bedika, you're not yoitza the Indian of bedikas chametz. Other seif in the Shlom Zalman, that Shlom Zalman was takamekel when people do a real thorough cleaning for Pesach, and he said that you have to check on Kaponim, to check all the places to see that this place was Taka Pesach cleaned. Tzidua also that Shlomo Zalman himself, he himself was very makbid on Bedikas Chametz, that it should be a real thing. He went with the candle on the floor, and there's a famous story of Shlomo Zalman that he didn't notice that the candle lit fire to his beard. And even it was missing a little piece of his beard because it was burnt off from his bedikas chametz. So lemaisa zech kedai, that it's something that people should know, that there's a Mordechai who brings a raya from our Gemara that the Bedikas Chometz has to be a real Bedikah, that you know for sure that even the places, the Gumois, that are not gata with a typical kibbutz are gata to. So even if you could check to make sure that it's cleaned in such a way that you would get to the Gumo, that much you have to do. The Maisa, if somebody was Boidik so well, or cleaned so well on Yud Gimel, or on before Pesach, in such a way that he knows for sure that nothing is there, because he taka went through it in a way that it could be a bediku. It's not so posh at the chi of shodachalak be bediku le bediku. As Levi said, the Mishtabura at the beginning of the Simon says that he would not make a bracha on bediku anymore. And maybe you could say that's Lamaisa the reason for the minig, that we taka put out the pieces that it shouldn't be a bracha levatala, because he would taka boidik already before. It wasn't just a cleaning. The cleaning that was done before might have had a getter of a bedikah ready, and it turned it into a. And since that bedikah, you already knew you didn't put in chametz. So now at this point, it's a makom shei machlis be chametz. You wouldn't be mechuy bedikah. But akapanim, if generally speaking, in most houses, even after they do a Pesach cleaning, more often than not, you'll still find something, because Lamay says there's always a metzius of a guma, and that's what the bedik on Lo Yedav is for, to look through to find if you might find something inside a crevice or a hole or a place that was overlooked, and therefore be'etzem ikar din Lamay said you don't need to put out the pieces to have a chiyuv to be bedik, because the idea of bedikas chametz is to look through the house to see clearly that there's nothing in the choyren who stuck him. This is good b'negei b'dikas chametz. We're trying to make sure that this reshus is clear of any chametz. So you want to make sure there's nothing inside the choyren who stuck him. In the maisa, I want to talk about hilchas nide. What is the point of the b'dika in the choyren who stuck him to make sure that the beis hachitzin, the external part of a woman, is made sure that it's clear that there's no dam inside the choyren ustokin. Lemaisa, what are you checking for? You're checking to see, at least in the bedikas hefsek taira, maybe in the bedikas shayin zayinikim also, you want to make sure that the isha is not seeing any dam anymore. She was originally seeing, now she's not seeing. If you know for sure, we would establish 100% for sure that she's not seeing anymore, or she didn't see today at all, the fact that there might be dam in the Beis HaChitzin would not be Ma'ilu Murid at all, because the Ish is Metameh, when it comes out from the Mekor, from the inside, to the Beis HaChitzin. Once dam is in the Beis HaChitzin, it wouldn't even be Metameh from going to the Beis HaChitzin, to the outside. They bring the Pesach Tshuva right in the beginning of Hilchas Nida. So Lemaisa, it's a very interesting question. What are you looking for in the Beis HaChitzin to make sure that there's no dam anywhere in the whole Beis HaChitzin? In the Bedikas Arei Mavest also, the Bedikas Kedem Atash, each one we could talk about, is there such a thing? Lemaisa, there's a Shita Saraivit, and the Raivin is only a Das Echido, but Lemaisa, the truth of the Rebbe Yehuda, he wants to say that Mika didn't like that the Indian of Bdika being Al-Khayim Estokim is Taka only an Indian for Tyrus. And the reason why it's only Indian for Tyrus is because Bataka Benegea Tyrus, we're worried about Tumas Lemafreya, so we're not worried just if she's seeing right this moment or she's not seeing right this moment. We want to know, did she see some time within the last 24 hours or not? So therefore, there's an Indian to check the whole Beis HaChitzin to see maybe is the she in a matzav of Roya, and therefore, if she was in a matzav of Roya throughout now, we're going to be worried, and therefore, she can make problems even on Afreya if you find something now, until the last Bedika. But call Labailo, the Bedika never needs to be in the whole Choyer Nestokim. Lamaisa, the Rajbo is chaylik on the And he says that Avada, the Bedika of Labayla, also needs Kolshakeinet Tzchiv. Chorus is Avada, is Mechayev, Bedika, the Chorim of Stokim. And the reason why is because the Chorim of Stokim, they're the ones that hold up the dam. Now, on the Rashbots, it's Avada, this is the question, why we see this. The Rambam actually makes a Pshore, and he says that maybe you could hear what the Rabbi is saying, Benegea, the Bedika is of Zayin Nekim, but of course, Benegea, the Bedika, that's a Bedika, the Hefsek Tyra, to take her from Becheskas Toba to Becheskas Tyra, that has to be done to Chayr Nustokim. Now, the Maisa, if anything, one would be able to hear Fakert, really, the Sidri Tyra. But when he talks about the Indian of Chayim Nistokin, he says that Benegei, the Bedika of Shiva Nekim, he understands that there's a reason, according to some Paiskim, say like that, that we want to make sure the days are Sfur Mabedukim. So we want to check that to make sure that today there was no real, not just this moment of the day, because this we know already that she stopped seeing for some time. We want to make sure the day is Sfur Mabedukim. We want to see that there was no tumor earlier. So even though generally we say the kois lebeis arechem, I'm not making him down, but the same way lenegei tahiris with choishim for such a thing. So the bedika is to check that there wasn't even any dam earlier throughout the day, and we want to make sure that she's clean even before. And therefore, we mechayev a bedika of choishim nistokim, similar to what other poskim say. The rishonim say that there was a atzrocha of a bedika shachris va'alvis on Shiva Nekim, which is similar to the bedikas that we had benegei tahiris. So too also she needs to have bedika shachris va'alvis, which means we're trying to cover the whole day, basically shachris the tyrus of yesterday of the night and by night and retire the tyrus of the day. So we want to make sure the whole day she's clean, so therefore she has to check once in the morning, once in the night to see that the whole day is clean. But the Bedika of Hefsek Tyra, the Siddur Tyra, asks, what's really the reason that you have to just check even in the Chayin Nustokim? So he says that we're worried about that if you're not going to check the Chayin Nustokim, you're worried that you might go in and the Bedika the dam might go through a different side, and you might actually miss the dam. So, if you check in the Chayin Nistokim, you're gonna make sure you won't miss it. Lemaisa, this is a very difficult reason, because why would we think? So even if we'll think that perhaps if somebody puts a Bedika cloth into the Beis HaChitzin and doesn't go all around, a little bit of dam might have gone through the Chayin HaStokim, and she'll miss it, and therefore it's not a good Bedika. But what will be if the Ishu will put enough Bedika cloths on the bottom to see if anything should come out through this time? It will come out on the Bedika cloth. Why does she have to go inside Bechlal and check the whole Beis HaChitzin? Let us just leave something at the bottom and leave it there for the shear of Kadesh Ater Ben Amita, the shear of Ashram Toli, which we assume that it will come on the Bedika Kov. And then she'll know for sure that she's not seeing right now, so she'll go from the Chazaka of Tomo of seeing now to a Chazaka of from now on she's not seeing, because she sees clearly that it doesn't come out onto the Bedika Kov. So Lemaisa, on this there's an interesting deher from the Chavas Das, which he says something interesting. He says the reason why you need to put in the Chayim HaStokim and it's not enough to just leave it there on the outside is because if somebody would just leave it on the bottom and it knows that it didn't come to there, he says it's the Ridoime to a Chazaka Shalein is Barer B'Shaita. That Tosfos says in a lot of places that a Chazaka Shalein is Barer B'Shaita, it cannot change the Chazaka. Therefore, you need to have choyr v'stoker to make that it's considered a chazor kam v'ureres b'shaited. Once you have a time that from this time I know for sure that the metzias of hers changed to a matzav of in royer, now from then on baitu you can consider that it's mevurer, it's clear that she's in a matzav that she's in a royer. Now, really, if you think about it, even if she makes bedichka v'choyer nestokin, she will not know that there's nothing coming out of her until she takes out the bedichka cloth and takes a look at it. So, but at the time that it was being checked in the choyer nestokin, why would you say that there's something mevurer that she's not seeing now? What's really the difference? If she puts it on the outside and she waits for the time that it would take for the dam to come down. What I think the Chavos Das means is that to assume that we know for sure she's not seeing when you leave it on the bottom, the only way you know for sure is that is because there's a rule that Benegei Lebailak upon him, we assume that Kois Libes Arechem Loi Moik Midam and Misa Davidam Mei Korav Osi. That rule, we only know that. It was if I wait 5 seconds, I would have an assumption, I would have a way to use that rule to tell me that Vayist Ois she hasn't been seeing from before. But Lemaisa, Mashen came where I put in the bdika cloth and I go around the choyer nestokim. At that point already, it's like I took a picture already there and I see that there was a beer that she wasn't seeing at that time. When did I get the beer? It took time to get the beer, to get that picture sent to me took a little bit of time. But avada, that beer by itself had enough. Mashen came the beer of having a bdika cloth sit on the bottom and throughout this time it must have been and happened, that only can work with Sirov, the concept of Koisli Besarech Boy Mok Midam, and Faket, maybe we should say that Benegei Labayla also, we should have to have a beer that we know for sure that there wasn't a situation of Koisli Besarech Boy Mok Midam in order to make that we know for sure that there was a time that she's not seeing. In any case, by an isha, it's if there were, anybody should be masking that if somebody would take a bdiga cloth and bring it all the way up to the top of the makor, similar to what Rabbi Kivi Egan, the Shas Shuvas and Samach talks about, in such a case where she's checking to see that the dam is not coming out anymore at the source, so then she's mevarer it right at that point, so then everybody should agree that in that case she wouldn't need a bedikah choyer nestokim, because really there's no real explanation why it should be necessary for the isha to go check the entire beis achitzin to check that she's not seeing anymore, unless you learn a different mahalach in the hefsek taira, and that is that even when the isha is seeing, is lav davka that she sees every single second. So the only way to establish that she's in a matzav, that she's not seeing anymore, is to check the choyer nestokim to see that she hasn't been seeing for quite some time, even l'mafreya, and on that, there would be a reason to assume that you would need to have choyer nestokim also.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.